Some people know where they're going early on. Take Christian Di Benedetti. He graduated college, received a fellowship, and he did the logical thing. He used it to study traditional beer making in Europe and West Africa. Then he was mentored by legendary British beer writer Michael Jackson. And now he's a respected beer journalist with his first book, The Great American Ale Trail. Christian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Christian, before getting into where you went and what you found, why did you pick West Africa to study beer making?
Oh, that is a fascinating question, because West Africa is a place that subsists with millet and sorghum, two grains that are used that are hardy enough to grow in that dry Sahel climate. And I had friends there working in the Peace Corps who could introduce me to village brewers making beer somewhat along the lines of beer that was made in Mesopotamia. So I had a chance to, you know, venture into villages and learn about beer making in a way that really hasn't changed in thousands of years. So it was absolutely fascinating.
Well, I'm thinking, what if you had a couple of pals and they said to you, we want to taste really good beer, but we'd like to have a bit of an adventure. We want to go to some of the unusual places and places off the beaten track.
Well, you know, it's almost pick the map and throw a dart and make your travels, because beer culture is alive and well everywhere. But one of the first that I like to talk about is Alaska. It's not easy to get to Alaska, but in mid-January, there is a huge beer and barley wine festival that brings together all the brewers of Alaska and the beer fans, and they get together in the dead of winter. And they taste these amazing beers that they make, you know, for each other and for their fans. And despite the fact that it's 15 degrees below zero, it's a great time. And then traveled to Juneau, where Alaskan Brewing Company is founded in 1986 by a couple of home brewing, friends who later married and now have the 12th largest brewery in the country and wonderful beer. That's Alaskan Brewing Company.
Now, what kinds of beer do they make?
You know, they are famous for several different styles there. Alaskan Amber is kind of the flagship, but one of the interesting beers that they're making up there is based on ship's logs from Captain Cook, who came ashore to harvest spruce tips when he was sailing up and down the western United States and made beer with spruce tips. So their winter beer is made in this way, and it's absolutely delicious and really reflects the place that it comes from, which is, to me, is a hallmark of the great beer scene we have in the country now. It's all about the place.
Okay, so what would be the next place you'd want us to go?
Well, I would say that against all odds, Los Angeles has become a great craft beer center now. And in Pasadena, there is a brewer named Mark Gilg from Craftsman Brewing Company, whose story is pretty amazing. He was a NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory scientist who discovered his, you know, love for beer. And he's really one of the pathbreakers who are changing the way people think about beer. So I would head to sunny LA when it's cold out and visit some of the amazing beer bars that are opening up now.
Well, what's so different about his beer?
You know, Mark's beer is very adventurous in that he is using ingredients that most brewers would be afraid to put in their beer, like white sage and like wild yeast called Brettanomyces, that is the bane of any winemaker. But brewers are doing adventurous things with their beer, and that includes putting wild yeast in, which bring really earthy, interesting flavor dimensions to beer. And not all of his beers reflect that, but certainly some of the most adventurous ones.
So you've talked about some people on the West Coast. Anybody on the other side of the country?
Absolutely. Sean Hill is an eighth-generation Vermonter working in the center of the state on a farmstead where his family has been for generations. And he's one of the young brewers who is poised to become the next big thing. He's adventurous. He'll try any style. And he's got mentors in the form of some of the best brewmasters in the world who have come over from Europe to mentor him. And his operation is growing. It's in the middle of the state. It's not easy to find. And he recommends that you bring GPS to make sure you don't get lost to find it out there.
So what might I taste if I could find him and I could sit down with him?
Yeah, and I recommend that you do find him, or at least his beer. You can find it in parts of the Northeast. You know, some of his beers are made with local honey, so you might taste some dryness from fermented out honey. You might taste some wheat from unmalted wheat. You might taste a peppery yeast strain. Some of these things are common with Belgian beers, but They're also taking on a new life of their own here in this country. And you may also even taste the effect of oak from wine barrels, which are used to age the beer, and they lend some fine tannins and some fine acids to balance out the beers.
Really unusual to age beer and to age it in wine barrels.
Yeah, you know, it is, but it's becoming more common. And in a way, it's really a throwback to the way all beer before stainless steel, and we have these fancy shiny breweries everywhere. Well, you know, wood barrels were the vessel for aging beer, and they work well, but they do foster some, you know, benign bacteria that is completely fine to ingest, but it does lend the beer some different character, some, I would say, almost a wine-like character, some acids and some heft that that beers fermented in ordinary steel do not have.
Huh. Well, thank you for talking with us, Christian.
Thanks so much for having me.
Christian DiBenedetti has written The Great American Ale Trail. Now you can check out the website for his finds. That's splendidtable.org.